Yeah. now on this night we're going to do some old stuff, some brand new stuff that we're writing. Some surprises, some cleaning, yes. And there will be some surprises too, so get ready. And right now, here's an old one. This is a good old heart song from the private audition album. It's called City's Burning. CD when we get home from this tour. Our all new stuff is to us. And so we are very idealistically going to lay a lot of new stuff on you tonight, along with the old. But don't worry, we'll tell you all about it as we go. Now this song is just a new song. And this is a song about how thin the line between love and madness is. Sometimes you're so in love, and at other times you just, it's so chaotic, you think you're insane with it, you know? And you just really don't know. This is called Love or Madness. South recently. I think this song grew some fungus down there, don't you? Definitely has a little mold on it, a little grease, a little grime. And if you don't look after, maybe a skeeter or two in the corner. This is called Voodoo Doll.
Thank you. New York City. Keep me.
Now this next song, I kind of got to be careful how I introduce it because I'm still kind of close to the event, and if I say the wrong thing, it kind of chokes me up. This song was written to a friend of mine who was taken by AIDS a couple years ago, and we wrote this song for him. He was my gardener for about 15 years, and the song is for him. This is called Sand.
To the window.
This is kind of weird. Looking over there and seeing yourself. Well, you're not supposed to look over there, Walls.
Don't go there.
No, you're not supposed to. They are, but we're not. See? But they kind of stick them so they're in our peripheral vision. And we can sort of see them. It's a great temptation. But we're not going to look from now on. So anyway, there's a song that came out earlier this year on an album that I did called Live at McCabe's Guitar Shop. And this was one of the ones that people kept mentioning, and so we thought we'd just throw it in. This is called Everything.
Hey, back down.
Song to you guys. This is a hard song called Love Mistake.
Through windows and the lace, making shadows.
Now let's not show favoritism. There's a whole room full of people here. No, I'm yours. I'm kidding. No, really, it's just pretty amazing because this group of people have been to almost every show. So, I mean, some of you have been even back to the shows in the East, so it's pretty amazing. Okay. Even it up. a new song. We had the privilege of writing this song with Burt Bacharach. And you know, he's associated most of the time with the big hits of the 60s, you know, like the Bestie Springfield and Dionne Warwick and then Carrie Carpenter and on, but he did some great work with Elvis Costello recently. And that was so impressive to Nancy and I, and we thought, how cool would it be if we just approached him and gave him some of our words and see if he'd step into his music, and he did. So, he liked it. Anyway, he did, and this is what we got. This is called Nothing But Love. The music of Burt Bacharach, and the lyrics of Andy Hansen.
I took a walk in the middle of the city, in the middle of the day.
her wrong way. Always, yes. Yeah, pretty much always. But she still believes in it. And that's a beautiful thing. So we wrote a song for her. This is called She Still Believes.
Thank you.
Everybody's insane. Someone really wanted to be so brave. La 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 la. very much. I wanted to say a special thank you to Jeffrey Gaines for opening up for us almost this whole tour. It's been a great, great artist, great singer, songwriter. So thanks, Jeffrey! Yes, and this song, this next song we'd like to dedicate to the twins, because they will never be alone.
Thank you.
haven't played yet. There's just no end to it. It's a good thing. Now, you've been talking a lot about how insecure we were before the tour.
Yeah.
On this tour. Were you really insecure, really?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, because, you know, we had that big wall of rock sound behind us all this time, up until now. And, you know, it was just kind of a little sad about how it was going to come off. But,
yeah, I guess I was too aware.
I guess it was nothing really too scared about, but it's really kind of, I mean, you guys are showing us what it's what it can be, so thank you.
It means a lot that you're here. Thank you.
From the dread of darkness, the sunlight.